All right, guys, we have one more speaker from Peaches and Hot Sauce this half. This gentleman, to my mind, is the second person from Alabama on stage tonight. This is a dangerous ratio. For ex-Nerdalogs member roommate of Chris Geiger, this is Patrick Winnegar.
Hey, so one thing that the theme kind of brought to my mind, as well as this time of year, is how much I loved haunted houses when I was a little kid. And even though I grew up in a pretty smallish city in East Alabama, we had a lot of really great options. There was the JCs would rent out this abandoned strip mall, and it was really scary. There was a haunted hayride that always had these really totally false middle school rumors that someone died during it. And when I was 11, me and some neighbor kids even made our own haunted house. And after 5 years of bombing and improv sets, that is the production that I am the most ashamed of. But when I was in eighth grade, there was rumors of this really terrifying haunted house somewhere way out in the county in this place called Smith Station. And I naturally really wanted to go. And finally, we convinced me and some friends of mine from church, we convinced one of their moms to drive us out there. And it was a long drive through this pine woods, total pitch blackness. And finally, we get to a corrugated iron warehouse with no windows. And I'm thinking, that's a great sign. We get inside, and keep in mind, this is the middle of nowhere. It's packed. Huge line. I'm like, that's another good sign. And there's a big spooky banner with like horror movie blood dripping font that just says Hell House. Awesome. I'm on board. This is great. Finally, we get to the end of the line and this dude in a black robe is opening the door to the rest of the warehouse and I'm pumped. You know, I'm ready to get my skin ripped off by Freddy Krueger. I'm ready for Jason to jump out of the bushes and I'm ready for a community college theater student to chase me with a blunted hatchet. But we get to the first scene and none of that happens. We get to the first scene and it's just these two women sitting at like a restaurant table and one of them is sobbing and she's saying, I don't know what to do. I'm too young to have a baby. And the other woman says, hey, some of you know where this is going. The other woman says, it's okay. You can always get an abortion. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of haunted house is this? That was it. That was the scene. And we just go, this guy in the black robe is like telling us about the wages of sin is death or something. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We all these scenes about kids drinking or doing drugs or having premarital sex. And it wasn't scary at all. There were no undead people. There were no escaped inmates. But admittedly, the next scene they took us to was terrifying. A guy's alone in a room. He's drunk and he's talking about how he's depressed. And he reaches for a cap gun, and I hear an audible gasp from all the other customers around me, and it goes pitch black, you hear a gunshot, spooky red lights come up, and there's fake brains and blood all over the wall. And I was looking to get scared. To be fair, I came here to be terrified. And I'm 13 years old, and I just saw simulated suicide, and I'm wondering what the fuck I just witnessed. The final room, the black robe guys, you know, he's going on about sin, and then they lead us to this final room, and there's a stage, and it's got these orange streamers coming out of a fan. I guess it was supposed to be hellfire, and there are people kneeling, and they're, you know, the woman that had the abortion is, you know, why did I kill my child or something, and the guy that killed himself is like, why did I do that, and the devil comes out, the fucking devil comes out, and he's like, this is what happens when you do not follow Christ. And that was it. But it wasn't the final room. They open the door to the next room, and there's very brightly lit. There's card tables everywhere, and there are adults sitting there with notepads, and children on the other side weeping. And the people that I came with bolt. They go right to the exit. And I'm led to sit down in front of this very pleasant middle-aged woman. And there's a card with questions in front of me. And I'm thinking, this must be a survey. It is not a survey. It is an invitation to the most awkward conversation that I've ever had in my life. Because the first thing that she asked me is, oh, how did you like the haunted house? And I'm 13, so I just look at the floor and say, I don't know. And then she asks if I was scared. And I tell her that, oh, well, you know, I thought the suicide part was pretty messed up. And if I had an understanding of the concept of poor taste at this point, I'm sure I would have said that. But then she asks me, are you saved? I should point out at this point, I'm Roman Catholic. And in most parts of the country, that's not a big deal. But in a Baptist-themed haunted house in the middle of the woods in East Alabama, it is a huge disadvantage. So I tell her, I don't know what saved means because I don't. And she then asks, well, do you know for sure if you're going to heaven? And I say, no, I don't know that for sure because I don't. And this kind of goes on for a while, and I try to find some common ground. You know, I was like, well, I was confirmed last year. Does that count? I'm told that it does not. And in order to avoid the simulated orange streamers of hellfire, I have to accept Jesus Christ as my personal savior. And I don't know what that means. Because that was never covered in CCD. So I've been sitting here for 10 minutes, and this lady will not let me go until she's certain that my soul is safe. Finally, the adult that drove us comes and pulls me away. We pile into the van, and we drive back home to Opelika. And as a kid, I felt really cheated because, you know, I wanted to be scared. And I thought that meant being chased by zombies and, like, getting splattered with fake blood. But I realize now, what I got was real, true terror. It was an adult fear that sticks with me to this day. And that fear is being trapped in a room with a stranger who won't let you out until you accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. So looking back, I can say that 13-year-old me was totally wrong. That was the scariest fucking haunted house I have ever been to in my life. Thank you. Hell is real. Good night.
Bless you, Mr. Winnegar. Man, I don't know if it's still up there, but there was this documentary on Netflix called Hell House that is really interesting and horrifying. Yeah, it's all about that. The thing about it is that those institutions are so earnest. Like, those people believe so much in what they're doing. It's like hard to hate on that, but it's also like really, really terrifying. Yeah.